How to Win the Hot Dog Investment Contest. Welcome to this audio issue of Porter's Daily Journal, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. Issue number 10, volume number 3, inside today's Daily Journal. How to Win the Hot Dog Investment Contest Plus. Silver hits $100. GE spinoffs unlock value booze. Allen posts strong quarter chart of the day. Franco-Nevada, today's mailbag. If your advisor is recommending fixed income, consider these stocks instead. On July 4, 2021, Joey Chestnut ate 76 hot dogs in 10 minutes. It was during Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest in Coney Island, New York. Eating that many hot dogs is difficult to imagine. It hurts just thinking about it. But it's not the most astounding thing that's ever happened with Nathan's hot dogs. What those hot dogs have done for investors is even more incredible. Since 2002, Nathan's famous, NATH, has delivered a staggering total return of over 5,500%, that's 17% a year, year after year. That dwarfs the returns of even the hottest tech stocks. The Invesco QQQ Trust, QQQ, which tracks the NASDAQ 100 and is stuffed with the likes of Apple, AAPL, Microsoft, MSFT, Nvidia, NVDA, and Tesla, TSLA, has only returned about 1,150% over the same period, or roughly 10.6% annually. Even over the last decade, when tech has seemingly outperformed everything, hot dogs win. Nathan's total returns are over 200%, beating QQQ's 180% gain. How did crappy hot dogs beat the most iconic, fastest-growing, most important businesses in the world? Nathan's business model is the Mona Lisa of the single most important concept in equity investing, the unmatched power of capital-efficient businesses. These are businesses like Domino's Pizza, DPZ, and the Hershey Company, HSY, and McDonald's, MCD, that, through a mix of product characteristics and business models, don't have to invest heavily in their own businesses to foster growth. These businesses don't burn through billions on R&D labs or invest in data centers or moonshot acquisitions. As a result, far more of their annual earnings can be spent directly rewarding shareholders. With high-margin products, these businesses can spend a huge percentage of their revenues paying dividends and buying back shares, providing a steady return for investors that doesn't require visionary management. Founded in 1916 by Polish immigrant Nathan Handwerker, Nathan started as a humble hot dog stand in Coney Island, selling dogs for a nickel. Today, though, Nathan's Famous doesn't sell hot dogs at all. It doesn't make them either. There are no factories or restaurants. Nathan simply licenses its brand, recipes, and trademarks to third parties, like Smithfield Foods, SFD. In fiscal 2025, Nathan's licensing revenue hit $130 million. And how much did the company have to spend on capital investments to produce this revenue? Virtually zero. Less than 1% of sales. Nathan's partners handle all the heavy lifting. They take care of manufacturing, distribution, and retail. Think supermarkets, ballparks, franchises. All Nathan's does is collect fees, high-margin cash, with zero inventory risk or heavy equipment. As a result, Nathan's can convert about 15% of its revenue directly into free cash flow. That leaves management with one simple decision to make each year: pay a cash dividend or buy back shares. Since 2002, Nathan's has paid $45 in dividends and repurchased 50% of its shares. Result? Earnings per share have compounded at 15% annually, far outstripping revenue growth of 5% to 7%. That's how an average business, like selling hot dogs, can transform into an incredible wealth-building machine. Investors tend to chase growth and glamour, but capital efficiency and great capital allocation will beat growth and glamour over an investment lifetime. If you're investing to build lasting wealth, these are the businesses you need most. Here are a few more great examples. Apple, AAPL. With 24% profit margins and $96 billion in free cash flow, Apple can afford to buy back enormous amounts of stock. Since 2012, it has spent almost $800 billion on its own shares, buying back roughly 40% of all the stock. Starbucks, SBUX, licensing and franchising, like Nathan's, keeps capital investments low. Starbucks' enormous footprint, 39,000 stores, generates at least $6 billion free cash flow from coffee. Over the last 20 years, management has spent over $60 billion on buybacks, reducing share count by more than 30%. Altria, MO. Selling Marlboro cigarettes still works. Altria usually converts more than 30% of revenue into free cash flow, making it one of the most capital-efficient businesses in the world. Since 2008, when it spun off Philip Morris, the company has returned over $110 billion to shareholders, mostly in the form of dividends, $95 billion, and has also bought back 25% of its shares. Yum! Brands, YUM. As we know from McDonald's, franchising fast food restaurants can be a great business. Yum! Converts about 20% of revenue into free cash flow, powering big share buybacks. Over the last decade, over $20 billion was returned to shareholders, shrinking total shares outstanding by more than 25%. Investing in low-risk, low-volatility, high-quality, capital-efficient businesses, like these, is a wonderful alternative to fixed income, bonds, during inflationary periods. If you're retired or close to retirement and your advisor is urging you to consider moving more of your assets into bonds, consider these kinds of stocks, when they're trading at good prices, as an alternative. They can provide protection against inflation without any meaningful increase in risk. Tell me what you think. PorterStansberryDirect@gmail.com. Good investing. Porter Stansberry Stevenson, Maryland. Please heed this big warning for January 28th. Days from now, we could see the market's biggest move of the year. That's the newest prediction from the man who warned about the 2025 crash 3 months before it unfolded. According to his disturbing January 28th evidence, you have just days to prepare for an event that could sweep the market and open the most lucrative trading opportunity in two decades. Click here to learn more, including two free recommendations. Editor's note: this post is sponsored by our friends at Tradesmith. We only accept advertising from publishers we know to offer well-researched ideas vetted by a legal team, excellent customer service, and reasonable refund policies. We do not, however, make any representations about their investment ideas, nor will we warrant them as equal to our own. Porter & Company also may disagree with the ideas presented by our sponsors, but we understand there's more than one way to skin a cat. With that said, you can check out what they're predicting by clicking here. Three things to know before we go. 1. Silver hits a major milestone. Silver traded above $100 per ounce for the first time in history today, and is now up more than 230% in the last year, and an incredible 100% in the last 2 months alone. While sentiment in precious metals is becoming a bit frothy today, the rally could have further to run. When adjusting for the government's official inflation figures, silver would need to trade above $200 per ounce to make a new all-time high. And when adjusting for money supply, M2, growth, that previous record rises to more than $700 per ounce. 2. GE is back. In 2021, the manufacturing conglomerate, with a market cap of $90 billion, announced a split into three distinct companies: GE Aerospace, GE, GE Vernova, GEV, and GE Healthcare, GEHC. Since the spin-off, those new divisions have market caps of $300 billion, $200 billion, and $37 billion, respectively. As Porter detailed in the December 2025 Complete Investor, spin-offs can unlock a lot of value. 3. Booz Allen Hamilton rallies on solid earnings. Shares of government contractor Booz Allen Hamilton, BAH, one of our favorite legal monopolies, jumped 8% after better-than-expected earnings for its fiscal Q3 26. The company also raised its fiscal 2026 earnings per share guidance 9%. Despite a contraction in its civil segment due to the government shutdown, Booz's defense and intelligence segments picked up the slack. With U.S. President Donald Trump recently proposing a 50% increase to the U.S. defense budget, Booz Allen should be among the biggest winners. Chart of the day. Franco-Nevada breaks out to a new high. Porter first recommended Franco-Nevada FNV, our favorite gold royalty company, in Complete Investor in May 2023 and added it as a best buy in December 2023. It is up about 70% since our recommendation and 120% as a best buy. Mailbag greetings. I've been a grateful subscriber, now a partner, for several years and bought a little BWXT early on. Obviously, I wish I had bought a lot more. It's been way above the buy up to price for a long time. Any thought to modifying that buy up to price or adding any other small-scale nuclear reactor producers or mining companies to Complete Investor? Thank you for all you do. Jody N. Porter comment. Jody, while we're extremely optimistic about BWX Technologies, BWXT, and its role in building next-generation nuclear power, we strive to maintain investment discipline at all times. We will only recommend buying securities when we believe they're attractively priced. At over $200 per share, BWXT has an enterprise value of over $20 billion. That's 62x trailing 12-month earnings per share, EPS. That's 50x the market's expected EPS in 2026. That's 40x the company's earnings before taxes, depreciation, and amortization, which as business owners know are real costs. It's unlikely that buying shares of BWXT at the current price will produce market-beating returns. So, no, we're not going to increase our buy price simply because the stock is way, way up. In regards to other nuclear development companies, such as New Scale Power, SMR, Oklo, OKLO, and Nano Nuclear Energy, NNE, these are all pre-commercial stage businesses. I don't expect for them to see any deployments before 2030. That means these businesses are a long, long way from what I would consider investment-grade opportunities. NuScale, for example, lost $380 million last year. Oklo lost $70 million+. As you know, these stocks surged dramatically in 2024 and have since seen big drawdowns of more than 50%. Investors are badly underestimating the competitive position of these new entrants compared to much better financed large industrial businesses like GE Vernova, GEV, Hitachi, Hefei, Rolls-Royce SMR, RISE, and Westinghouse. However, the opportunity to create safe, reliable distributed nuclear power systems is extremely large, and it's certainly possible a new entrant will win a large portion of the eventual build-out of what are referred to as small modular reactors, SMR. In regards to the complete investor, it's unlikely that I will develop enough conviction around any of the new entrants for several more years. I've learned the hard way, several times, that picking emerging technology winners is very difficult. I'm far more in favor of taking the easy wins, like BWXT at 20x earnings, Domino's Pizza, DPZ, under $300, and the Hershey Company, HSY, at $150 a few months ago. If you watch our Best Buys publication, you'll see these layups appearing month after month in the world's best businesses. Unlike Olympic skaters, investors don't get points for difficulty. There are no called strikes. You can sit at the plate as long as you want and wait for a fat pitch, right down the middle. But if you like ultra-high-risk, extremely volatile investments, we have Erez Kalir doing the hardest stuff in finance, picking winners in small-cap growth stocks, in our Tech Frontiers newsletter. Since inception, he's racked up 70% plus annualized returns and an incredible win rate. He makes it look easy, but trust me, it isn't. In your last daily journal, you said, if the 10-year Treasury yield crosses back above the Biden bust 5% level, all bets are off. If that happens, you'll have to be out of the financial markets for the next 12 to 24 months. My question is this: if we're in Porter's permanent portfolio, are you suggesting that we would still need to be out of the markets for the next 12 to 24 months? Thank you for your clarification and time. Sandy F., partner pass member Porter comment. Sandy, yes, that's right. That's what that means. If the U.S. fiscal position continues to deteriorate rapidly and the U.S. Treasury market begins to sell off in a panic, there will be a very significant bear market in securities, stocks and bonds. I also believe there is a significant risk that the U.S. banking system collapses because of soaring losses to the bank's balance sheets. Bank of America, BAC, for example, is still holding over $100 billion in unrecognized losses on low-yielding, under 2%, mortgage bonds that it bought in the summer of 2020. If the banks fail, that will be a very bad day in the markets. Please note, the investments in our Porter & Company top positions should not be considered current recommendations. These positions are the best performers across our publications, and the securities listed may, or may not, be above the current buy-up to price. To learn more, visit the current portfolio page of the relevant service, here. To gain access or to learn more about our current portfolios, call our customer care team at 888-610-8895 or internationally at +1-443-815-4447. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Porter & Company. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue.